thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From John 20, verse 25, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger into them, and put my hand to his side, I will never believe." Some of us have taken the message of Christianity and put it in a box marked, "Don't ask, don't tell." Ever feel like you need permission to weep when you lose a loved one? Or feel intimidated about admitting, "I really don't know for sure"? The story of Doubting Thomas teaches us that not only is it okay to doubt, sometimes it's necessary. If you don't, you won't grow. You'll wind up with somebody else's answers, and in many cases, they'll be inadequate for your questions, even if you're honest enough to ask them. Question: has some well-meaning religious person pushed you into a corner and tried to make you believe that your questions are an offense to Christ? If so, it's time to listen anew to the tender words of the one who knows your doubts and fears better than you do. "Peace be with you. Look at my hands and feet. Look with the eyes of faith and believe. You are blessed when you believe in spite of your doubts." It's okay to pray, "Lord, like Thomas, I still struggle with some doubts. I haven't put my life all together yet. Not until I'm with you will that happen. Thank you for accepting me, my struggles, and not ignoring my questions." Thomas finally reached the place where he could say, "My Lord and my God, thank you for being patient with me as I strive to reach that place as well." So how do we get through our doubts? Like Thomas, by facing them honestly, bringing them to Jesus, and growing spiritually as a result of them. From Vision's Word for Today, Dealing with Your Doubts, Part 2.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.